We are visiting with Dave Younger, and Dave is one of a half a dozen candidates that has his name on the ballot on the Republican primary for Boone County Supervisor. And first, Dave, thanks for taking time to come and visit.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about yourself, and let people who might not know, retired now, but yeah. Lifelong resident.
Semi-retired.
Yeah. Lifelong resident Boone County?
Yes. Always grew up mainly out on the E-26, almost to Don Williams or mm-hmm. close to P-70. Lived here all my life.
Okay. And people would recognize when they go by there, it's the excavating.
Younger and Excavating. Yeah. I've ran that 20-plus years. Ran and owned it, operated it. It was a business that I did a lot of commercial work. My main work was doing site work for Casey Stores. Mm-hmm. Did a Fairway for Fairway and
sure.
did a lot of work for Fairway Warehouse out here over the years and have good relationships with all of them.
But at the point now where you said, I can step back?
Well, no. I actually had some health issues that the doctor told me...
They said you need to step back.
Yeah, and after that, I made some changes, basically quit taking all my medications, and I got better, and I feel great.
All right.
I feel better than I have for years.
Doing good, but one of the things is, family, let's quickly hit on that, let everybody know. Married, what?
Married, been married for 30 years, and have two stepsons.
Okay.
And
they gonna
four
be run-
grandkids.
Are they going to be running your business for you there?
I don't know. I've had them both work for me, and they just it just doesn't fit their scope,
okay.
I don't think.
Not everybody's born to it.
Right.
The reason that you put your name in, we talked a little bit before we got started, but you came in kind of late, submitted your paperwork on mm-hmm. this. What brought that about?
I was just looking at things that had been bugging me, and I found out now that I got some time, semi-retired, that I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Some things like gravel roads. I mean, I've been blessed to live on a hard surface road all my life, but gravel roads, the people that live on them, the washboards that are out there through all the excavation, there's certain ways to deal with some of this stuff. And maybe it's putting a different subbase down. Maybe it's different material than we're using.
Mm-hmm.
I see that the county engineer apparently is maybe he's trying different things. I see some limestone on our road.
Sure.
Now. Yeah. In certain spots. Maybe he's already on this, and if he is, if I'm elected, I'd like to support him to keep going.
Yeah.
But I do want to make sure everybody understands it's not the people running the maintainers that are not.
No.
The maintainer can only cut an inch most, and they just can't cut those washboards completely out.
Last couple of years, when we didn't have... Okay, if we would have had some rain, that would have helped them a lot.
Certainly, because they can't take loose rock, and it can't compact without moisture.
But there are some things, because of your business and what you understand,
mm-hmm.
We did a couple of years ago see them start to take some roads and actually basically reconstruct the bed and the basin.
They're raising the roads that are in floodplains. They're raising the roads where the snow drifts in.
Mm-hmm.
They've done an excellent job of grading the ditches. With what they have to work with, they've been doing an excellent job.
Yeah. So we have, roads you'd like to see.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if we're making good progress, let's keep going in that direction.
Yes. Give them the people the support where they need the support.
Yeah. Well, and it is a big part, too. And they do take a lot of heavy traffic.
Oh, boy. You know, like I said, our rural people need the support as long as the people do on the hard surface roads.
So gravel roads, one of those things that kind of came up to you. Were there some other things that you've been looking at? I'm pretty sure you've done some drainage district work in the past.
Yes, I've done all that. Worked with the NRCS office and very much of that. There's some certain things I don't know if I want to get into because I really might take some people and make them angry. but I want to look into it. I may be wrong about it, but we're spending a lot of money, it seems like, on bicycle paths that there's no, not that health isn't an issue. I'm saying that we're spending a lot of our taxpayer money. They don't have to pay a dime for it. Are they actually, I don't see.
On the High Trestle Trail,
yeah,
in particular. Sure.
Yes, and down by Woodward and whatnot. I just don't see a lot of people using it like we think they, you know, should. And if they are, there's a lot of people coming from other counties.
Yep.
Is this worth it to us? Can snowmobiles at a certain date and time run those trails as long as they don't run?
Maybe
four-wheelers, side-by-sides, a certain date from time to time. Mm-hmm. Something to that. Why
make more use of the trails.
Yes. I'd like to look into it. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying. But I've got to have an open mind.
I'm pretty sure people ask or raise questions like that, and I don't know the answer.
I don't either. And I tell you, if I don't know the answer, then I'm probably running on a different platform than most. I'm not the guy that has all the answers, and I'm not smartest and probably the most not educated, but I've lived on common sense, grown up with common sense. If I don't know the answer, I got to research the answer until I know. Mm-hmm. And like we talked earlier, you got to look at it as if it's a funnel to where you can grab all the information and funnel it down. You can't have tunnel vision. You'll get, you know, you won't go anywhere. Yep. You won't expand.
So when you're visiting and talking to different people and stuff like that, property taxes, I'm sure, come up. Everybody's. Mm-hmm. It always goes back to property taxes. Mm-hmm. It is one of the challenges is getting a grasp on it, what the county's responsible for, and what kind of services you want the county to provide.
Yeah, if you're going to pay them taxes, you need to have explain to them where your taxes are going and what you're going to do with that money. Not frivolous things. That's my opinion. I mean, I own 3 different properties and I pay enough in taxes that I do know. Yeah. You know, but that's something I'd have to look into. I don't know the answers to.
No, on the county side of things, they're right one of the lowest in the state.
Yep.
That's the good thing. Upside. But there are other parts that make up property taxes.
So right.
We have a lot of other issues, other things out there too.
Yes, there are.
Economic growth, economic development, because you've been involved with doing some of that construction work and again, site preps and things like that. What are we looking at? What do you look at when you see the county? Basically, you identified as a rural county. And that's our base. But what about growth and development? What are some of the things you look at?
The thing that Daisy's coming, that's a great thing. I think there's other potential out there on Industrial Road. We are in central Iowa, which used to be everybody made fun of Iowa. They don't anymore. Iowa's a great place to live. In Boone County is probably one of the, I've worked all over the state and doing Casey stores. Boone County right here is probably one of the prettiest counties there is.
We got our valley.
We got it all. We got the High Bridge. We got Boone and Scenic Valley, the racetrack, the Farm Expo.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of potential here. And I think we can attract businesses with the right motivation.
Right package, right motivation, things like that. And then not get too far away from our ag base.
Exactly.
I know. So just so listeners understand, this is your first run for public office, but you kind of wanted to do something.
To help the community.
I'd like to pay back.
Well, here's my thing. I'm working, took a job helping Miller Industries with doing their business.
Up in Pilot,
and doing some work for him, trying to help. You know, somebody that's been doing this for 20-plus years and all the bidding and having to back up with what you're going to put on that paper, those are things that you need to pass on to the younger people. I think it's my time.
Okay.
Just
start to be a bit of a teacher.
Yep.
A little bit of the stuff for some of the demolition work that'll be going on mm-hmm. in Ogden. Helped mm-hmm. them there, too.
Yep, I did.
I knew I'd seen you.
Yes, I've been around. It's pretty funny, really. I'd look back over the years, drive down the road and go, damn, I did that.
I did do that.
I was involved with that, you know. And look at Redeker's old building.
Yeah.
I tore the front of that off. Who would have thought that would look like that and turn out such a great set of businesses? It's cool.
Whole bunch of businesses mm-hmm. there, too. If people want to find out, talk to you about your campaign, maybe find out a little bit more, talk to you about different issues, things mm-hmm. like that. And I know we're getting pretty close to the primary. So, again, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
You either call me. That's probably the best. And my number is 515-314-3319. If I don't know you, then text me at that mm-hmm. same number. Because, quite honestly, some of these odd area codes, no, I don't really want to go through on another insurance policy for my vehicle.
Yeah. If you're out. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's extend that warranty there.
Yeah.
Right? They can just try to, if they run across you somewhere.
Anywhere. I'm willing to talk to anybody, and that's probably my downfall. I spend too much time talking to people. But I enjoy people, so.
And you want to do the best for Boone County?
Yes, I do. Yep. I've done some things already, and like helping get their steam engine out there at the corners. I helped Steve Dakin with that and other things in the community. And
just like to continue to be a part of it.
Yes, that's what I'd like to do.
Dave Youngren's been our guest once again. You'll see his name on the ballot for Republican candidates for Boone County Supervisor. And again, the phone number, if they want to visit, maybe find out more about you, it's
515-314-3319. Yep, feel free to call me. I'm willing to chat, and if there's something there that makes some common sense, if I'm elected, I'll look into it for you.
Alrighty.
That's the best I can offer. Is I don't know the answer. I'll have to find it out.
Thanks for
visiting. I'm ready to dig in.
Yeah. Thanks for visiting with us.
All right. Thank you.